Morning.
大家早上好。
你好。Are you guys excited to be here this morning?
大家今天来到这里，我不用烦你。
I'm very excited to be with you. It's always a joy to come and be with you. I love Chinese Christians.
非常感恩今天能来到这里跟大家在一起。我喜欢我们华人基督徒。
I tell Rachel all the time, I think Christianity was designed for Chinese people more than us Americans.
他说他经常跟我说他认为基督信仰是专门为华人量身定做的。
Why do I say that?
我为什么这么说?
I see in the Chinese culture something very unique, something very important.
我看到中国文化里有非常独特、非常重要的一些部分。
Chinese people love to learn.
中国人永远都很喜欢学习。
Maybe they love to learn too much sometimes.
但是有的时候他们就是太喜欢学习了。
In fact, when I was in China one time, Rachel took me to see some of the students who were studying until midnight. Young people.
当我有机会去中国的时候，我就听说那里的学生学习每天学习都学到凌晨。
They go to school and then after school they go to more school.
他们白天去上学，回家继续学习，晚上继续学习。
Chinese are very serious students.
中国人是非常认真的学生。
I said, "Wow, Americans will never survive this kind of discipline."
他说美国人永远都不可能在这样的环境里生存。
I think that's why when Chinese people come to the United States, they are the best students because they see it's so easy here compared to what.
他说我认为这是为什么中国学生来到美国的时候，他们都是最好的学生，因为他们觉得在这里简直太容易了。
But more than that, I see in the Chinese culture something else that's very important.
与此同时呢，我看到就是在中国的文化里也有非常重要的部分，就是在学生们当中。
I see that the Chinese culture is committed to doing things with perfection.
中国文化里就是我们喜欢把事情做得特别完善，这是我们文化当中的一个部分。
They want to know what is the right way to do something.
他们希望用正确的方法去做事情。
And Christianity is all about that.
基督信仰就是关于这方面的。
There is a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things.
有关于做事情的正确的方法和错误的方法。
Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
就像圣经里说，你们要完全，就正如你的父是完全的一样。
Now, this is not easy for us humans to achieve perfection.
对于我们来说，能够达到完全是几乎不可能的。
In fact, we are terrible at perfection.
但是我们就是完全的反方向。
Naturally, we are always making mistakes.
我们天然人就是经常会犯错误。
But my friend Dan, he is a builder.
我们在这里的他说他的朋友郑丹就是一个
I saw the deck that Dan is building.
我看到他正去做各种各样的一些工程。
And Dan is one of my friends who is committed to perfection. He is like a perfectionist.
当我跟他交流的时候，我发现他也是有这样的一个风格，就是想把事情做到最好。
If he does something, he wants to do it the right way.
如果他要做事情的时候，他就希望按照最正确的方法去做。
And you can be sure if you ask Dan to do something, he's going to do it the right way.
如果你问郑丹怎么做事情的时候，他就会告诉你最正确的方法。
That is his reputation. His reputation is based on experience and is based on what he has done.
这就是他的口碑是这么来的。那口碑就是基于他按照正确的方法做事。
So he knows if he's going to build a deck and he wants this deck to last a long time, he needs to do it the right way.
所以如果他要去建一个露台的话，他就希望这个露台是可以长久的使用的，他就会按照这样的一个方法去建造。
It needs to have the proper foundation. It needs to have the right materials.
就需要在基础的地基上是正确的，并且也材料也要选对。
And that is what we find in this passage that we just read.
这就是我们在这段经文里面能够学习到的部分。
This passage tells us that God is building something.
这段经文告诉我们，上帝在建造着一些事情。
Do you know what God is building?
我们知道上帝在建造什么吗？
God is building you.
上帝在建造你。
He's building your life.
你的生活。
He's building something that he wants to last forever.
他正在建造你的生命当中可以永远长存的部分。
We have a hard time to imagine what is eternity, what is something that is forever.
在我们的理解程度上能够完全的理解永恒是不容易的。
The things that my friend Dan builds, as perfect as they are, they will one day fail.
但在单做正单做建造的过程当中，如果有一次失误了
，It's not Dan's fault. He doesn't guarantee for 1,000 years.
不能用的很长久，那不是他的错。
In fact, even our best buildings, even our best skyscrapers will not last 1,000 years.
即使是他最好的工作，他用了最好的材料，都不能够使用一千年。这不是他的错误，而他本身并不是为着能够永存一千年，就存在一千年而存在的。
In fact, even now, our engineers are starting to worry about some of our buildings that we built 100 years ago.
啊，因为现在呢，就有一些工程师，他们就已经在去关注一两百年前做的这些建筑，就逐渐开始出问题了。
The Sears Tower used to be one of the biggest buildings in America. We were so proud of our Sears Tower.
这是哪个塔？
You probably haven't even heard of the Sears Tower, but it was one of our famous buildings that we built.
Sears Tower.
Sears is a company is no longer in business. They went out of business.
Oh, 它是有一个反正就著名的塔吧，就是很早之前建成，公司现在都不在了。
But their tower is still there. But people are worried, will this tower last another 100 years?
所以大家就关注说，哎，这个塔它还能立多久？会不会出问题？
In fact, actually, you know, the Romans, they had something called Roman cement.
那在罗马呢，就有这个罗马水泥，是吗？
Their cement was better than our cement. In fact, the bridges that they built 2,000 years ago, they still.
对他们的材料呢，是比我们的材料更好的，就是因为2000多年前建造。
We are still trying to figure out what was their secret. How did they do it?
啊，就是我们还想要研究明白，说为什么他们的这个材料就能够持续这么长久。
Because for something to last 2,000 years is quite amazing.
对，如果一个材料它可以能够持久用到2000年，是非常了不起的事情。
But in this passage, we learn that God is building something that is eternal.
在这段经文当中，我们学习到耶稣他在建造一个可以持续永恒的东西。
He is building you, and he is building us.
他在建造你，也在建造我们。
The Bible calls this the body of Christ.
这就是圣经里讲到，这叫基督的身体。
He is building a community of believers.
他在建造一个信徒的群体。
Now,
一个建筑。
God could have designed eternity to be much different.
神其实可以用另外的一种方式去建造永恒。
He could have said, you know,My creation doesn't get along with itself very well.
就是他会说啊，就是我创造的这些人，他们可能彼此之间也不能合不来，也搞不到一起。
They are always fighting.
他们经常吵架。
Creating problems.
啊，制造一些麻烦。
They don't get along with each other.
他们彼此也处不来，处得不和谐。
So I will separate them all. I'll put one on this planet, one on that planet. I will just keep them separate for eternity.
啊，我就可以把他们这个放到这个星球，那个放到那个星球，让他们自己和自己玩。
That could have been God's solution to the.
上帝可以有这样的一个方法，这样去做。
But instead, God did something different.
但是上帝却用了不一样的方式。
He said, "I'm going to enter into this creation that I made."
上帝选择了进入到我们的生命当中，进入到这样的群体。
I'm going to show them how to live.
我将要展现给他们将可以如何活，用我自己的样子。
How to love one another.
我会亲自的向他们展示如何彼此相爱。
And I'm going to do something so amazing they will never forget it.
我会做一些事情是他们永远都不会忘记的。
We sang about it today in our singing.
在我们今天敬拜的时候
，The Creator allowed His own creation to nail Him to a cross.
我们唱到这个造物主允许被造物亲自把它钉在十字架上。
It was the greatest demonstration of love we have ever seen.
这是一个最伟大的示范爱的表率。
The King, the Creator, the God,
造物主王神
of the universe,
整个宇宙的造物主
allow His own creation to spit in His face,
允许他创造的被造物向他吐口水。
Put nails through his hands.
把钉子钉在他的手心。
The hands that made them.
Sorry.
The hands that made the creation.
用创造他们的这双手，就是钉在创造他们的这双手掌上。
Allowed his own creation to mock him while he was there on the cross.
允许他的被造物去讥讽他，嘲笑他。
And from that place, he announced these amazing words.
在那样的一个时刻，他说了这样的一句话。
Forgive them.
原赦免他们。
They don't know what they're doing.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
That was the greatest statement ever made in the history of the world.
那是，这是这世上从来没有被讲出过的一个宣言。
No king has ever done that in the history of the world.
这个世上所有的王都没有做过这样的一件事。
No king would allow his own subjects to nail him to a cross, spit in his face and mock him, and then say, Father, forgive them.
这世上没有任何的君王会允许他的子民对他做这样的事，吐他口水，钉他手掌，并且把他钉在十字架上。
So why? Why did God do that?
为什么神要这样做？
Because he wants to show us the path we must follow if we are to be like him.
因为他想向我们显示，如果我们想要来跟随他的话，可以怎么做。
Jesus said, no one can follow me unless he takes up his cross.
耶稣说，如果我们不背起自己的十字架，就不能跟随他。
Following Christ is the way of the cross.
跟随主就是跟随十字架的道路。
Jesus did not promise that following him would be easy.
耶稣从来没有说过跟随他的道路是一条容易的道路。
Why is it like that?
为什么是这样的？
Because in this world, it is a broken world.
因为这个世界原本就是一个破碎的世界。
Full of hate.
充满了仇恨。
Full of selfishness.
充满了自私。
And God is sending you into that world with his love.
神就用他自己的爱亲自的进入了这个世界。
And you know, as strange as it may sound, many people will hate you because of your love.
这个事情听起来有点奇怪，但是这是经常发生的。许多人可能会因为你的爱而恨你。
If you are a Jewish person today, for example,
如果你是一个犹太人，
and you say, I love the Palestinians,
Sorry.
If you are a Jewish person today and you say, I love the Palestinians.
Palestinians,
the people in Gaza, you know, the war.
Okay. Sorry. 他说如果你是一个犹太人，你说你爱巴勒斯坦人。
People will hate you.
人就会恨你。
I'm Armenian.
他是亚美尼亚人。
We have a problem with our neighbors, the Azeri people.
亚美尼亚人与他们的邻居也是有些问题。
As an Armenian, if I say to my fellow Armenians, I love Azeri people.
Azeri, is that Turkish?
Yeah, basically.
他说如果就是因为他们历史上有一些冲突，他说如果作为一个亚美尼亚人，对他另外的一个同胞说我爱土耳其人的话，他们也会引起仇恨。
I will be hated.
他就会被
As a pastor, if I was preaching in front of Armenians right now and I said this, I might not be able to leave the church.
如果作为一个亚美尼亚的牧师，他在教会里去讲到说要爱土耳其人的话，他可能就会被赶出去。
But Jesus came to bridge these divides.
但是耶稣来就是把这样的一个分裂重新的连接起来。
So today, I want to talk about what does it mean to be a mature Christian.
今天我想分享的是作为一个成熟的基督徒是什么意思？
This passage says we must become mature.
这经文里说我们必须要成熟。
That we might have the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们可以看一下经文吗？
That we might have
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And this is one of the amazing things about God, about Christianity.Is that Jesus wants to give you everything that he has.
这是基督信仰当中最宝贵的东西，就是耶稣基督想要把他所有的都给你。
I think last time I was here, I told you about my love of Bruce Lee. Did I tell you that? I think so.
上一次 David 在这里分享的时候，他说他是李小龙的粉丝。
There's a show on Netflix on Bruce Lee.
有一个就是关于他的一个短片。
It's like 50 episodes. I've watched all the episodes.
他把李小龙所有的电影都看过。
And one of the things I love about Bruce Lee is he's so dedicated to his craft.
他觉得李小龙最棒的就是他是非常非常的刻苦，非常用功，在他所有的这些就是。
And so when I watch this series, it inspires me because I say, you know, that is the way I should be about my Christianity.
当他看李小龙的时候，他说我来就是做一个基督徒，我也希望，我也需要这样的去操练。
But one of the other things that I admire about Bruce Lee is his desire to teach other people.
还有一个部分就是我欣赏他的，就是他永远也愿意把他自己所学的分享给大家去做教导。
In fact, he got into a lot of trouble for wanting to teach everybody.
但是其实我们也知道说他因为想要教别人，他也就是有了好多的麻烦。
He said, you know, we Chinese have had this Kung Fu for thousands of years. We never shared it with anybody.
他跟别人说我们这个中国功夫已经持续了千年，我们也没有跟别人分享过。
He said, why shouldn't we share this with Americans?
我们为什么不跟这些美国人分享呢？
This was very controversial.
这是一个非常有争议的话题。
But that is what he did, and we are so grateful, by the way, that Bruce Lee taught us how to fight, you know?
他说的这个就是我们也非常感恩啊，李小龙就把功夫这个文化就分享出来了。
But the other thing that I like about Kung Fu and about Bruce Lee,
另外一个我喜欢李小龙，喜欢功夫的原因呢，
is they respect the master.
还有就是他们尊敬他们的师父。
They have great respect for the teacher.
他们非常尊敬他们的师父。
And it's the job of the teacher to make sure that the student learns everything that the master knows.
这个师父的工作其实就是要教给他的徒弟们他知道的所有的东西。
Now the master doesn't teach the student everything at once.
这个师父他不是一下子就把所有的东西教给他徒弟的。
In fact, if you watch the series, you will see that Bruce Lee wants to learn everything at once, you know.
所以如果你看那些电影的话，就会发现李小龙他是希望一下子全学会的。
But it's not possible.
但是这几乎不可能。
One of the reasons it's not possible is because the body actually has to adjust to the kung fu.
因为就是有一个原因，就是这个身体它是需要一点一点的去被建造的，这个功夫的部分。
So, they spend hours practicing on the wooden dummy.
所以他们就是可能会每天花好多小时，然后就去练打木桩。
Why are they doing that?
他们为什么这样做呢？
Because the body has to be prepared.
因为这个身体需要被就是被建造，被锻炼起来先。
The bones, the ligaments, the nervous system, everything has to be prepared.
不管是筋骨还是骨头还是所有的都是需要在这个不断的练习当中被建造。
So it takes many years to develop the reflexes, the speed that you need to do kung fu properly.
如果要练功夫的话，可能就需要花很多很多年的时间。
In a similar way, growing in Christ takes time, takes dedication.
所以其实在基督信仰的操练的过程当中也是一样的。
And it takes a commitment to learn from others.
首先要做一个决定，决定是先要从就是从其他人身上学习。
And that is why to be a good Christian, you must be a humble Christian.
所以我们说作为一个基督徒啊，需要是一个谦卑而不是骄傲的基督徒。
Just as with Bruce Lee, he was always going and getting in fights with people who were better than him.
所以这个李小龙他永远挑战比他厉害的，就是他想从他身上学习。
And he would get beat up. Sometimes he would get beat up very badly.
很多时候李小龙啊可能被打得很惨。
And his friends say, Bruce, why are you doing this to yourself?
他朋友就问他，你为什么要这么为难自己呢？
His answer is, so I can learn.
他说，因为这样我就可以学习更多。
In a similar way, in the Christian life, you must be committed to learning from those who have gone before you.
所以在基督信仰当中，我们也需要有一个决定，就是我们愿意从其他的生命当中去学习。
That is why it says in this passage, God gave us all of these leaders in the church.
所以这就是教会，就是为什么圣经里说教会，就是上帝也预备了教会当中许多的领袖是为我们预备的。
But the purpose of these leaders is not to do all the work in the church.
教会的领袖并不是专门只是干活用的。
Just as in Kung Fu, The purpose of having a teacher is not so the teacher can fight all your battles.
就像学习功夫一样，就是你有师傅，但是就是真正要打架的时候，也不是说师傅替你去打。
The job of the teacher is to teach you how to fight.
师傅的责任是教会徒弟怎么样去打。
So it says here in verse 12, the purpose of these leaders is to equip his people, you, for works of service.
所以圣经里说这个教师的工作是要为成全圣徒各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So that the body of Christ, the church, may be built up.
所以教会也就是基督的身体因此能够被建立。
Until we all reach unity in the faith.
直到我们都能够同归于一。
As a pastor, as a teacher, my job is to make sure that someday you can do everything I can do.
所以在这里我来教导大家，也是希望说有一天你可以做我现在可以做的所有的东西。
It is not my job to say, oh, I need to have job security so only I can teach the Bible.
所以这并不是我在这里教导的工作，不是说我要把这个紧紧的把住不放，所以这件事只有这个教导的事只有我才能做。
My job is to train you so that someday you too can teach the Bible.
我的职分是在这里能够分享给你们，教导你们，以至于哪一天你们也可以出去教导别人。
Even better than me.
甚至做得比我还好。
I said to Rachel, someday you will teach the Bible better than me.
她说她以前跟我说，有一天我会教圣经比她教的还好。
In fact, I think she already achieved that goal. So,
他说他认为我已经
She teaches the Bible more than I do to people all over the place.
Should I translate? Anyway,
But you will admit, Rachel, when I first met you, you didn't know how to teach the Bible very well, right?
当我们第一次见面的时候呢，我跟他分享过，我其实不会教圣经。
But she dedicated herself.
但是我也在这个过程当中也去不断的学习。
And now many, many people, dozens of people come to listen to our Bible study.
他说现在也有很多的人跟我一起来学习圣经。他说你们也可以来。
And so this is the purpose, this is the point, what God wants to do in your life.
这就是神想要在我们生命当中要做的事。
He wants you to grow up.
他希望我们有长进，成长。
Many of you are parents, and you have great expectations for your children.
我们当中做父母的对孩子的期望都很高。
You don't want them to stay as five-year-olds in their maturity forever, right?
你不希望他永远都是五岁，对吗？
Someday you want to give them the keys to the car. That's a big moment, right? That's a big
有一天你希望能够把一辆车的车钥匙交给他，也就是说，希望他能够成长。
That's a scary moment, right? When you hand over the keys to the car.
交出去的时候也会有点紧张，是吧？哆哆嗦嗦的。
It can be an expensive moment. Your insurance goes up.
也有可能这个行为呢，会让你的保险就变得越来越多。
But we all want for our children the same thing.
但是我们都希望我们的孩子，我们对他有一个同等的期待。
That someday they can do what we can do.
就是有一天他可以做我们能做的。
So this is the business of Christ.
这是神，他用了一个 business, 就是神的事业。
He is here with us.
他在这里与我们同在。
Jesus said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you to his disciples.
他说我永远都不丢弃你，我永远都愿意你做我的门徒。
Can you imagine how powerful is that?
我们可以想象这是一个多么有力量的事吗？
You have a life coach who is with you always.
我们人生当中都有这样的一个生命的教练。
The question is, are you listening to what he is saying?
问题就在于说，我们有没有去听他到底在说什么？
He's trying to train you.
他希望能够培训我们。
He's trying to guide you.
他希望能够带领我们。
He's working hard on your behalf.
他很辛勤的，很努力的，在我们的生命当中做工。
But are you listening?
那问题就在于我们有没有在听呢？
This is something that's very unique about the Christian faith.
在基督信仰当中有个很独特的部分。
Something you won't find other places.
在你在其他的地方找不到的。
I was visiting Thailand recently.
我有一次去泰国访问。
And in Thailand, they have many tourist places because a lot of tourists come.
这是一个就是旅游的国家，所以有很多的游客。
So I visited one of the Buddhist temples there.
我去了一个庙。
And they have a tent there where the monks, you can go ask the monks questions.
他们在那里呢，就这些庙里呢都有和尚， 你可以去跟, 僧人讨论问题。
And before I went there, I went inside the temple and I saw people praying to Buddha.
在我去跟僧人交流的时候呢, 我看他们就是在一个庙前祈祷。
I don't know much about Buddhism. I don't really know what they were doing there, so I went to go ask the monks some questions.
我对佛教不是特别理解, 所以我就去跟僧人讨论这个问题。
And I said, I saw people in the temple, they were praying.
我说我在庙里看到很多人在祈祷。
I said, does Buddha hear their prayers?
佛能听到他们的祷告吗?
He said, no, Buddha does not hear their prayers because Buddha is gone.
他说佛是听不到的，因为佛已经走了，不在这儿。
He no longer exists.
他已经不存在了。
I said, has anyone told them that in there?
他说有人告诉他们这个事情吗？
But that is something very different about Christianity.
但是在我们的基督信仰里就是不同的了。
Because Jesus said, I will be with you always.
因为耶稣说，我将永远与你同在。
Jesus is here with us in this place.
对不起，不是将，是我永远与你同在。 即使是现在，他也与我们同在。
He is here, present, and ready to guide us and to help us.
他在这里，随时准备着去带领我们和帮助我们。
Question is, are we listening?
问题就在于，我们真的在听吗？
Do we want to hear what he has to say?
我们真的认真的想要了解他想告诉我们什么吗？
If you were to have a conversation with Jesus, what do you think he would say to you?
如果我们跟耶稣要有一段对话，我们会跟他说什么呢？
You may think Jesus will probably rebuke me. He will tell me all the things I'm doing wrong, maybe.
或许耶稣如果跟我讲话的话，会告诉我我所做的一切都是错的，都没在点上。
But you know what the first thing you will hear from Jesus?
但是我们最早会听到耶稣说的是，
He will say, I love you.
他会说，我爱你。
I made you.
我造了你。
And I have a great plan for you.
我对你的生命有大的计划。
That is the amazing thing about Jesus.
那这是耶稣基督最奇妙的部分。
About our Creator.
这就是我们的造物主最奇妙的部分。
Love He has for you and for me.
他对你对我奇妙的爱。
God wants us to be motivated by love, not fear.
神希望我们是被爱驱动，而不是被恐惧驱动的。
And this is one of the things you will find as you become mature in Christ, is that your motivation changes.
所以当我们的生命逐渐成熟的时候，我们会发现我们的动机会发生改变。
The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear.
圣经里说，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Many people go through life and they are afraid of so many things.
很多人他活的这个人生啊，是因为是被许多的惧怕在驱动的。
They are afraid they might get fired one day.
他们会害怕被炒鱿鱼。
They are afraid they might run out of money.
他们会担心没有钱花。
They are afraid their health may fail.
他们会担心身体不再健康。
There are many things to be afraid of as humans, right? We have many things to fear.
我们在世上就是有很多很多惧怕的和担心的东西。
But one thing you do never need to worry about, and this is the most important thing.
但是有一件事我们永远都不需要担心，而且这是很最重要的事。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Your Father, the one who made you, loves you.
你在天上的父，创造了你的那一位，他是如此的爱你。
And he wants you to experience the fullness of that love.
他希望我们在座的每一位都能够经历那样一个完全的爱。
And that is precisely why he came. That's why we are celebrating Christmas.
这是为什么他会来到这世上，这也是为什么我们会庆祝他的降生。
The moment that changed human history forever.
也就是那个永远改变人类历史的一刻。
It divided history into two halves, BC and AD, before and after.
在那样的一个时刻，把公元分成了公元前和公元后。
And for each person, there can be a before Christ and after Christ moment in your life.
在人的生命当中，也好似有这样的一个公元前和公元后的时刻。
We have BC time and we have AD time.
我们有之前和以后的一个这样的一个人生的转变。
And the question is, in your life, do you have BC time and AD time?
那我也想问问我们在座的大家有没有这种之前和以后的转变呢？
Has Jesus entered into the history of your life?
当耶稣进入到我们的生命的时候，我们的人生命有没有发生转变呢？
Once he does, you will discover something.
有一天我们会发现一件事。
You will discover how much God loves you.
当耶稣进入到我们的生命，有一天我们会明白耶稣是何等的爱我们。
And he loves you so much, he doesn't want you to stay as you are. His love for you is so great, he doesn't want you to remain as you are.
Stay. Sorry, I didn't hear. 就是因为他如此的爱我们，他不希望我们永远都不成长。
Just as a parent doesn't want their child to stay as a five-year-old, he doesn't want you to stay immature.
就像父母不希望孩子永远都是五岁的年纪，他也希望孩子们能够成长成熟一样。耶稣也是对我们有这样的期待。
So I want us to talk a little bit about what does it look like to be mature.
所以我希望跟大家分享的是成熟到底是什么样的。
I want to mention briefly four qualities of maturity.
我想跟大家分享的是成熟的四种品质。
And the first one is this. A mature Christian is someone who is putting others before themselves.
一个成熟的基督徒是愿意把别人放在自己前面的。
In fact, when we think about a mature person in general, a mature person is someone who thinks about other people.
所以当我们去认为一个人成熟的时候，这个成熟的人常常都是把别人的需要放在自己前面的。
An immature person is a very selfish person.
一个不成熟的生命常常都是一个自私的生命。
And they don't think about the implications of their actions on other people.
因为他们常常不会想到他们的行为会对别人产生什么不好的影响。
A mature person is asking the question, what will be the effect of my actions?
所以一个成熟的人生命呢，他就会想说，我的行为会对别人产生什么影响呢？
And the same is true in Christian maturity.
这在基督生命里的成熟也是一样的。
Jesus wants us to have an other person focus, an other centeredness perspective.
耶稣希望我们能够活出一个以别人为中心，去思考别人生命益处的生命。
So when you think about your life and you say, how much of my decisions are based on myself?
所以我们也可以想想自己生命当中、生活当中的决定，有多少的比例是关于我自己的。
How much of my activity is based on what I want?
有多少的行为是关于啊我想要什么的
？And how much of my activity is based on how I can serve others?
又有多少是关于我是怎么能够服侍别人、能够服务别人的
？And if you were to put that on a spectrum, on a scale.
如果你有一个谱系的话，有一个进度条的话，百分比条。
Where do I fit on the scale?
那我在这个百分比上呢，我在哪一个阶段呢？我们可以想一想。
How much of my thinking is focused on what's good for me?
我有多少的思考思想是关于啊，我能得到什么益处
？And how much of my thinking is based on what is good for others?
我的思考和思想有多少是关于啊别人怎么能够得到益处
？Then you will know how mature you are, how mature you are becoming.
我们基本上就知道在这个进度条上我们的成熟度在哪里了。
Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve."
耶稣说我来不是受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
Everything Jesus did was focused on us, on our benefit.
耶稣来，他所做的所有都是关于我们的益处。
Think about that.
思考一下。
This is God.
这是神。
This is the King.
是王的作为。
He has every right to be served.
他作为一个王，是不是应该被所有的人去服侍、去服务
？Yet we find him on his knees washing the feet of his disciples.
但他所做的就是。蹲下来去为他的门徒洗脚。
So that is the first thing. That is a high standard.
这是一个非常高的标准。
Good. We should have high standards, right?
有高标准是好事，对吗？
That is very important. So I want you to think about that. I want you to be encouraged not discouraged, but to be thinking, how can my motives be changed?
我希望大家能够去思考，而不是被挑战了以后就气馁。啊，我们要思考的部分是我的初衷，我的动机可以发生什么样的改变。
When we first come to church, many people,
当我们很多人第一次来到教会的时候
they're asking, what can I get from this place?
可能我们想的是，哎，我从教会里能得到点什么呀？
What's in it for me?
啊，就是对于我来说有什么益处啊？
But when you become mature, your question changes.
但是当我们渐渐的成熟了之后，我们的动机和初衷就发生改变了。
And you begin to ask, what can I give?
我们就会去问这个问题，就是我可以拿出些什么，我可以奉献点什么。
So if you are still over here and you're thinking, what can I get?
所以如果我们可能还仍停留在，哎，我们能得到点什么的这个阶段呢？
Now you know.
我们现在就知道了。
Where you need to go.
我们可以往哪个方向走？
Now, it's okay to be here for a little while.
就是我们如果还停留在这里，是还也没有那么的糟糕，还可以，
In、
没关系。
Fact, a little baby is always receiving, right, from the parents.
对，所以我们知道说，啊，对不起，我们当中的小宝宝也经常在可以得到很多的祝福啊，礼物啊。
They are crying, making noise, waking up the parents in the middle of the night.
即使他们就是哭哭唧唧啊，然后制造噪音啊，但是他们还是会得到很多，对吗？
Feed me, feed me, I'm hungry.
就是哭哭闹闹的就能够被喂。
That's okay.
没关系。
When you are young, when you are a beginner, you need to receive.
当我们年轻的时候，当我们刚开始的时候，我们确实需要吸收一些，需要收到一些。
You can't give what you don't have.
我们如果什么都没有的话，我们也很难给出去。
But eventually, you must grow up.
但是我们最终还是要成长。
And you must become a giver.
我们需要做一个给出去的人。
So, you know where you are.
所以我们知道我们在哪里。
And if you are not yet over here where you need to be,
如果我们还没有进入到成熟的这样的一个阶段，
you should pray.
我们需要祷告。
And ask Jesus to help you, to show you how to get here.
向耶稣去祈求可以能够进入成熟的阶段。
The point is, you should have the desire to get here.
关键在于我们想需要有这样的一个渴慕，就是渴慕我们可以生命更加的成熟。
You should want to become a giver.
我们需要去渴慕我可以成为一个给出去的人。
Second thing.
第二个。
A mature person is not easily offended.
一个成熟的生命哈是不容易轻易被冒犯到的。
Have you ever found yourself getting angry at someone?
我们会不会就是特别生某人的气？
And then you look back and you say, why did I respond like that?
有的时候我们常常就往回看，就想说，哎，我当时为啥那么生气呢？
I am old enough now that I should not have said that or done that.
我年纪也不小了，我也不应该就是特别当真，对不对？
Even a very old person can be immature sometimes.
有的时候啊，即使年纪很长的人，他也会有一些不成熟的行为。
No one is exempt from being immature.
Sorry.
No one is exempted. No one can say I will never be immature.
没有人说他可以就是永远成熟。
But a mature person wants to grow in this area.
但是一个成熟的生命呢，就是希望朝着刚刚说的那个方向去成长的。
A mature person wants to bring unity and harmony.
一个成熟的生命是希望能够带来合一，带来和睦的。
A mature person unites, an immature person divides.
一个成熟的生命总是把大家能聚在一起，而不成熟的呢，就会制造一些纷乱和分裂。
The final prayer of Jesus for his disciples was that they would be united.
耶稣在最后的时刻的一个祷告就是愿他们能够合一。
That is number two. Number three.
这是第二点。第三点。
A mature person is a reliable and trustworthy person.
一个成熟的基督徒是一个值得信赖、值得信靠的生命。
If they say they're going to do something, they do it.
如果他说他会做这件事情，他就真的会去做。
You can trust them.
你可以信任他。
So a mature person is growing in their responsibility.
所以一个成熟的生命呢，它是很有责任感的。
They are able to do more and more.
他们也希望能够做得越来越多。
So this is what God wants to do in your life.
这就是神希望在我们生命当中也来做的事。
Here's the question.
有一个问题。
Are we being faithful with what we have right now?
我们对于我们现在手中正在做的事情，是不是用我们的
What have you been given now?
是不是用一个信实和诚实的态度在做呢？
Many people are praying, God, make me a millionaire.
很多人他们会去向上帝祈求说啊，让我变成一个百万富翁吧。
And then I will be so generous.
然后我就会很慷慨的去给了。
You know what God says to you?
如果这种情况神会说什么呢？
Be generous now.
说你现在就要开始慷慨。
With what you have.
对，在你现在现有的财务上慷慨。
We'll work on helping you with more.
我们后面再帮助你。
Don't think that somehow you will suddenly change.
不要去。不要去想我们会突然发生一个极大的转变。
In fact, you may become worse.
有的时候可能会变得更糟糕。
So God says, be faithful.
神说要。
What do you have now?
要。
Finally, number four, I have 1 minute to say this.
那第四点。
Mature people pace themselves. Pace, like a runner.
成熟的生命会有他自己生活的节奏。
Immature people try to do too much too fast.
不成熟的生命常常希望在很短的时间做很多的事情。
And they burn out.
然后他们就没油了，没劲了。
Many people start out in the Christian life very well, but they don't finish well.
有一些人他刚开始信主的时候生命特别好，但是到后面可能就没有什么。
So you must learn to do what you can do.
所以我们需要学习我们用在有限的精力里可以做什么。
The Apostle Paul said, run in such a way that you can finish the race.
保罗说，等一下，我要想一下那个经文。
Run in the way that you can finish.
我忘了那个原文。向着标杆直跑那段。
Exactly.
对不起啊，我需要想一下。
We must remember that this is a journey that God wants us to finish. He wants us to finish well.
我们需要知道的是，这是一个神希望我们完成的人生路程。
Okay, well, I'm out of time, so I want to thank you guys for inviting me. I want to also thank you guys for supporting our ministry. You have been so faithful. All these things that I've described, you guys are those things. And so I'm very grateful and very thankful to the Lord for all of you.
今天的信息分享就到这里。同时呢 ，David 他作为我们机构的主席，也是非常希望感谢大家，感谢华人教会这么长久以来一直对我们机构和机构事工的支持，非常感恩。
God bless you guys, and if I don't see you again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
愿神祝福大家。如果我们见不到的话，就是圣诞快乐啊，新年快乐。
Thank you.
谢谢。